page six is still five pages behind us. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
He is the better half, in my opinion, of Paul and Oates. Please welcome John Oates to the show. Hi, John.
Oh, yeah, you know how to flatter a guy. Yeah, you know what? This is way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
No, it's excellent.
We're talking with Brendan Fraser. And how do you work with Pauly Shore and Helen Mirren in one career?
You get really lucky.
I love how you think that's lucky.
You know what? It's a lot of good fortune. At the end of the day, they're all actors and you learn something from one another. I don't know if Pauly's an actor or not. He might be an anomaly.
Yeah, what did you learn from Pauly Shore?
Don't do that.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga. Cooper calls herself a little monster. She's one of those things.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Fame happened really quickly for you. So how do you deal with that?
Fame's a really weird thing because I don't really have it in the same way that other people have it. Like, I don't have people like stalking my houses or like paparazzi waiting outside, but I do have it in the sense where I can't really go anywhere.
By the way, we're talking with actress Leah Thompson. She's here.
You know, there is a resurgence in the 80s and people still love the John Hughes movies. I did Some Kind of Wonderful, and it does continually amaze me that these people that are really young, you know, really love some of my movies.
I was going to bring you a bottle of blonde and a bottle of brown hair dye.
And I'll have both.
He was going to say, pick one. My theory is that this is a little deeper dive into this. Okay.
That's okay.
So my theory is that the blonde is the old you growing out.
Right.
And the natural color is like the natural you. Yeah, exactly.
And exactly what I've been as a kid. I've always been both. I was always on my show, even I was both. I would wear my brown hair when I was Miley, and I would wear my blonde wig when I was Hannah Montana, so I've always had both.
Oh. Emmy Award winner Rosie O'Donnell.
Hi, Cooper.
Hi, Rosie, how are you?
Is that your real name?
It's my real name. I gotta tell you, when you're a little kid, it rhymes with poop.
Cooper.
Yeah, not good when you're a kid, but now...
I would have done that to you if I was in your class.
Of course you would have. Everybody did. Here we are with Joel McHale. I mean, can you really tell the difference if someone's just checking you out because you're walking down the street, you're tall and handsome, or because...
No one ever checked me out before the show.
Seriously?
Like some gangly, balding Skeletor.
Robin Quivers is here from the Howard Stern Show. I just realized, Robin, how unbelievably intimidating this should be for me.
Oh, stop.
No, seriously.
We've already worked together.
Hello, Cooper.
Actor Eric Roberts. No. Academy Award nominated actor Eric Roberts. He also just been added to the upcoming season of VH1's Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. Really?
Well, they called and they offered it to me, and my wife and I are big fans of Dr. Drew, so I said yes.
Brady Bunch star Marie McCormick traded sex for drugs. Seriously?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I knew some dealers, and they had the coke, and I wanted it, and I would have sex for it.
Relationship counseling, because Anthony and I have been together probably longer than most couples have been together.
The best way to have a great relationship is by recognizing you're not going to be the same, you're going to have different strengths, and hopefully it makes for a fantastic working relationship, which it sounds like it already does. You just don't always identify it in that way.
And what about the 9 years no sex thing, Robbie?
Right. Well, then Anthony, there's that. You know
they say couples that don't do that, they don't stay together long. It's been forever. Like, never happened.
Right. But that is the difference between a working relationship and a romantic relationship.
Oh, Jesus.
So.
Thank you. You're going to judge me. This is one of those shows that you're going to come. It's going to come back to haunt me. I just know it is. Like, some future boss, my boyfriend's family, somebody is going to hear what I'm about to tell you, and it's going to come back at me. So I had lunch today with one of my best friends, a girl that I've known. Like, she has been one of my best friends since I left college and came back to New York. And we got into that conversation of, like, you know, your number, like how many people you've slept with. Well, does he know about your sugar daddy? I was like, my what? She's like, that sugar daddy that you had for like a year. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I never had a sugar daddy. She's like, you had a sugar daddy, and I've been dying to talk to you about this because you have been in denial about this all these years. And it's time that you admitted it and faced up to it and was like, listen, I was a sugar baby. I had a sugar daddy, and just put it out there. Like, but I didn't. Like, you must be thinking about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, remember that older boyfriend you had? So, okay. I did have a much older boyfriend at one point. One thing leads to another, and we decide, I convince him to take me out for dinner. So we go out for dinner, and then we end up in his hotel room. And use your imagination. I mean, you know.
How much older was this guy? So if you were 20, how old was he?
46.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I was crazy about him. Like, he was sexy. Like, he was a sexy 46. You know, now that I think about it, it's like, of course, there's tons of guys that are sexy. Look at Brad Pitt's in his 50s and he's hot as hell. So the fact that I was like, well, he was a very sexy 46. Mm. No, he was a sexy guy. He was sexy at 26 and he was sexy at 46.
But when you were 20, did he seem like a really, really older guy?
Yes.
Oh, so he was like the Richard Gere.
Yeah.
To your pretty woman back then, that you thought of this guy as an old guy.
Yeah, but he was blonde. It wasn't like he was graying, so he looked old. I had said to him, he's like, what are you doing tomorrow after the show? And I was like, I have to go get my hair done. So he paid for my cut and color. And what I didn't realize at the time is he didn't just pay for my cut and color. He gave them his credit card and said, anytime I come in, it's on him. Mm-hmm. He'll take care of it. Because he looked at it like a business expense. I was like, well, that right. makes sense. You know, that makes perfect sense to me.
You can write it off.
Most of the nights we ended up back in his hotel room, but there was one day that we went back to my apartment because he wanted to see where I lived. And I had like a tiny studio, you know, in the West Village. I don't have any money. You know what I mean? I was living, it was $403 a month was the maintenance. Mm-hmm. And it was an apartment that my family owned. So I was only paying the maintenance. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need your kitchen painted. You need this done. You need that done. It's like, I know a guy. I want to give him some work. Let me send him over. So he sends over this guy who basically renovates my apartment.
This guy's a player.
Well, he's got the money. And he's like, if I'm going to come stay at your apartment, I want you to have a nicer carpet.
Player.
I don't like, you know, you need a new cat. Like all the things that he felt that I needed. He's like, if I'm coming into the city and I'm going to be crashing at your place or you're going to be coming to the hotel, like whatever we're doing, I want you to know at least you're taken care of. So what makes me a sugar baby? Why isn't it just
took money, but first off.
What's the definition? Somebody look up the definition. We need more producers here. We need somebody whose job it is to go look stuff up.
Right.
What's the definition of a sugar daddy?
It will have his photo next to it.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Oh, okay. Eesh. A rich older man who lavishes gifts on a young woman in return for her company or sexual favors. I see that there's a gray area here.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I booked an E! True Hollywood Story.
So what is that?
So you know how I do these things every once in a while on like E! And VH1 where they do a topic like mama drama, and they do all these celebrities that had babies and then ask a bunch of other celebrities or talking heads like, so what do you think about Reese Witherspoon and her lookalike daughter? Mm-hmm. And then we comment. So I've done tons of those. So I just got booked on another one. It's the E! True Hollywood Story for Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow. So how are you going to do that now with the COVID and all that?
Well, that's what's interesting. So now they have these contactless studios that they send you to. So they said, you know, if I don't feel comfortable, they can work something else out. But I don't want them using just a webcam at home. Like, I want to look good. They got lighting in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they send you to a building and you go into a room and then a camera goes on. And then I think you hear the producer asking you questions.
So you're sitting in a room and all you see is like the speaker. Come on.
Miss Lawrence.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Could you turn a little bit to the left, please?
My left or your left?
Who booked this?
Okay, just turn to your left.
Okay.
It's not a good angle.
Can you step into the corner and just look down?
And should I put my mask back on?
Please.
Okay, I've got two masks. Okay. Put them both on.
Okay,
I will.
Now that she's got the mask on, she looks much better. What can we do about her eyes?
Miss Lawrence, do you have any sunglasses, maybe?
I do, yeah. Okay, I got sunglasses.
Can you put those on?
Oh, okay, uh-huh. I'll put my sunglasses on.
To pull her hair up. Do something with that.
Yeah, Miss Lawrence, believe it or not, there's a camera in the wall, and you can't see it. But we're going to get talk about Brad Pitt now, please.
Okay, I'll talk about Brad Pitt now.
Get her out of that freaking room as soon as she...
Okay, thank you very much. Don't call us. we'll call you. Thank you.
Do we pay her anything for this? Oh, no. No, we're E. We don't have...
Yeah, so we won't be paying you, but thanks for coming out, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This is how most Saws start.
You know, it's like Saw 8.
Right. They tell you you're going to do an interview about Brad Pitt, and you have to go to an office.
A contactless room
and
by yourself.
97th Street, and you'd be there Thursday at 4 o'clock. And once you get into that room, it's just a light and a room, and then would you like to play a game?